Língua da Gente.
Well, everyone, we would like to welcome you to another lesson of Língua da Gente. I am Orlando Kelm, and I'm here with...
Sonia. My name is Sonia.
How you doing today, Sonia?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Good, because recording is my favorite time of my week.
Oh, wonderful.
Today we're talking about colors, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a beginning lesson, and we're going to hear a dialogue of somebody choosing what color of blouse they should be wearing.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
We probably need a good keyword.
The keyword is color in Portuguese, cor.
Cor.
A cor.
A cor.
Right.
So is that an open or a closed vowel?
It is a closed vowel.
Cor.
Cor. Oh, yeah.
So listen to the dialogue three times and hear the word color, which is...
cor.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Tá bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
Segunda vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Tá bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
Terceira vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Tá bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
So it looks like that we are deciding between a red blouse and a blue blouse. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, by the way, you haven't seen it yet, but the photograph we have with this lesson is my wife choosing two pictures. So if you want to see what my wife looks like, go to the picture of this lesson.
All right.
All right, let's translate this line by line.
Okay. O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
What do you think of the color of this blouse?
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
What do you think of the color of this blouse?
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa? Está bom.
It's fine.
Está bom.
It's good.
Está bom. Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Don't you think that this blue one is better?
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Don't you think that this blue one is better?
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor? Não, essa vermelha está boa.
No, that red one is just fine.
Não, essa vermelha está boa.
No, the red one is just fine.
Não, essa vermelha está boa.
Okay, so in talking about colors, let's go back line by line and pick up what all the pieces are we talked about, and then we can focus on how to say colors.
Mm-hmm.
The first line once again, Sonia.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
So, o que você acha means what do you think?
What do you think?
That
yeah.
verb achar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now say the word color for us one more time.
Cor.
And it's feminine or masculine?
It is feminine. A cor.
Now, for those who are Spanish speakers, notice that in Spanish you say el color.
Right.
This is one of these strange words that's masculine in Spanish but feminine in Portuguese.
That's right. That's right.
Just
yeah.
It kind of happens mm-hmm. that way. So it says, what do you think of this color? So how do you say of this blouse? Of this blouse?
Dessa blusa.
Now here's a perfect example of orthography in Portuguese. If a word is written with two S's, it's going to sound like an S.
Right.
And if it's written with one S, it's going to sound like a Z.
A Z when it's between vowels.
Right.
Yeah.
And so once again, the pronunciation mm-hmm. is?
Dessa blusa.
Dessa blusa.
Blusa. Right? Yeah, like Z. Yeah,
now, blusa means blouse.
Right.
How do you say, for example, just shirt in general?
Shirt would be camisa.
Camisa.
Right.
By the way, there's a Z sound again. Huh?
Again, a Z sound. That's correct.
And what else would we have that is like a shirt,
well,
for example?
Well, you can say like something more informal, a t-shirt. In Portuguese, we say camiseta.
Okay, so we have blusa, which is a blouse.
Right.
A shirt is?
Camisa.
And a t-shirt?
Is camiseta.
Blusa, camisa, camiseta.
That's correct.
So that whole first line again is?
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Great. And then they answer back, Está bom.
Está bom. Está bom. You can also say está bem.
Yeah. Bem, right. Bom, it's good, it looks well, no problem.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the third line. You want to say the third line for us again?
Sure. Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Okay, so we start with the word será. Mm-hmm. That's Brazilian's way of saying, could it be?
Could it be, yeah.
Future tense, we'll worry about another day, right?
Right.
And then it has, could it be that blue one? And it's aquela azul, right?
That's correct, yeah.
My question here is, why is this a feminine form, aquela, and not like aquele or something?
That's right, because it refers to, actually, to blusa. Aquela blusa azul, but in an informal conversation, you tend not to repeat blusa.
Yeah, notice that we used the word blusa in the first line.
Right.
And so now we're just saying, in essence, that blue one.
That blue one, exactly.
But we can't say aquele, because that'd be the masculine ending. Mm-hmm. We use aquela, referring back to camisa.
To blusa, that's correct, yeah.
And then this verb ficar.
Right,
tell me a little bit about this verb.
It is really an important verb in Brazil. We use in different, with different meanings.
Yeah, it could be to become, to remain, to be located.
Yeah,
In this sentence, it means more like it is fine or it's becoming fine.
Yeah,
right?
more like it looks fine, it is fine on you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you're a Spanish speaker, you might use the word queda in this situation.
Yeah, yeah. The same as onde fica a farmácia, where is the pharmacy? And in Spanish, they would say donde queda, no?
I speak Spanish, I wish I had the verb ficar. It's just missing in Spanish that way. Give us that whole line one more time.
Okay, sure. Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
And melhor means better, right?
Better, yes.
Okay. One more time that line for me.
Sure. Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Not that we're focusing on Spanish speakers today, but notice that the word azul has a Z sound.
Right.
Where in Spanish it sounds like azul.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But in Portuguese, a Z really does sound like a
Spanish
Z.
Spanish speakers, they need to learn how to pronounce the Z. Yeah. Brasil.
Okay. The next line.
Sure. Não, essa vermelha está boa.
Okay. Não, essa vermelha está boa.
Right.
And again, we have the word vermelha. Why?
Yeah, vermelha, referring to blusa, right? So both speakers, they know that they're talking about a blouse. So in Brazil,
Notice that colors are adjectives.
Yeah.
And
as
an adjective, if it ends with an O, it'll be masculine. If it ends with an A, it'll be feminine. So we would say, for example, a red car would be...
O carro vermelho.
And a red house...
A casa vermelha.
Right, so it's vermelho,
vermelha. That's correct.
And in this case, vermelha, because it goes back to the blusa.
To the blusa, yes.
Well, with that, we've now seen every line. Let's go back and hear that dialogue three more times, and I promise you, listeners, you'll understand things you didn't get the first time. The dialogue three more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Está bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
Segunda vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Está bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
Terceira vez.
O que você acha da cor dessa blusa?
Está bom.
Será que aquela azul não fica melhor?
Não, essa vermelha tá boa.
Well, now that we've heard the dialogue six times, we've got that down pretty well. But let's talk about a few more colors.
Yeah.
Well, what other colors should people learn right away?
I mean, in this dialogue, we saw two colors, azul and vermelha. But, of course, there are other colors, no, in Portuguese. For instance, verde.
Okay, verde is green.
Yes,
now, notice,
green.
Unlike vermelho, vermelha, it ends with an E.
Right,
so we don't have these agreement issues.
No, that's right. You say o carro verde and a casa verde. It's the same word. Yeah.
However, if it's plural, we have to add an S on all these.
That's right.
So how would you say, for example, the red house?
As casas vermelhas.
Okay, as casas vermelhas, the red houses.
Yeah.
The red cars.
verde.
The green houses.
As casas verdes. Yeah.
Just added an S.
So you add an S.
How about the green car?
O carro verde.
The green cars.
Os carros verdes.
Just add in the S.
Yes.
Now, there are other colors that are weird. I know I have a difficulty with the word black because there are two options, right?
Right. The two options are preto and negro.
And sometimes you know which one it ought to be. You know, so if you say the black market, I would say mercado.
Mercado negro.
That's always negro. You would never say mercado preto.
No, you don't say mercado preto. It's mercado negro,
But other ones, you use preto all the time.
Right, yeah. Usually in Brazil, I would also say other Portuguese-speaking countries, when you are describing a color of an object, you're going to use preto or preta.
Yeah, so preto is kind of the actual color.
Color,
now, what if you're referring to somebody who's black as a person?
Well, people in Brazil tend to use negro or
for the
negra.
Color of a people. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, the same thing happens with brown, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Brown is marrom. That would be
the
usual
color,
translation. But in reference to the color of someone's eyes or hair, we tend to use castanho or castanha. Yeah, so o olho castanho. Orlando tem olhos castanhos.
So, again, the brown, the color is marrom.
The color,
when you talk about
yes.
your eyes and hair.
Yeah. Yeah, a blusa marrom, right? So it describes an object, but in reference to eyes and hair, castanho.
So in our grammar section, there's a whole write-up about colors. We recommend that people go and look at that and go through all the different color options. It's pretty complicated. You think of singular and plural and masculine and feminine agrees and doesn't agree. But you'll catch them there, no problem.
Right.
With that, I think we've done what we need to do today, right?
Yep.
Até a próxima.
Até a próxima.
Língua da Gente.